calling KB2VVP, KB2VVP, WA2SHA. KB2VVP, KB2VVP, WA2SHA. KB2VVP, WA2SHA. KB2VVP, KB2VVP, WA2SHA. Okay, that's a full 55 watts, John. How does it sound now? John, I stepped up the power. You have no modulation. I hear you carry it. Can't copy you on the input. You carry it, but I don't hear you. Every time you come back with a carrier, but no modulation. Yeah, John, I thought you'd be fine now. Okay, how's the head up there from my send? How's my signal strength? Yeah, well, it sounds as good as the repeater, I'll tell you the truth, coming from you. What are you running, the 5 watts out? Yeah, the low power is 5 watts, but it comes in here covering up the noise fine. There's no problem. Very good. Yeah, I'm working reverse, acting as if the repeater was up. In other words, I'm just acting like the repeater. That's all. Simulating. They would have heard us by now. Oh, okay. Roberto, can you copy? This is WA2SHA along with KB2VVO. I don't think Roberto's here. He goes. K2QDN, are you there, Mike? Well, evidently EchoLink's not responding with Roberto. Can't hear him. So I don't know what's going on. It was one of those time-out situations again. Okay, WA2SHA has just heard Roberto sign in. I mean, we heard the EchoLink respond, but evidently Roberto has not come back in voice style. I haven't heard him. Are you there, Roberto, down in Mexico? Is there anybody else in there? I heard somebody come over the EchoLink. Yeah, I heard a doubling up, John, but I don't know where it was coming from. Now, the repeater is not working. Well, we're working reverse repeater, just as if there was a repeater. So you just keep your repeater settings and you're okay. No, I'm just using a 7800 here in my bedroom, and we're hitting a diamond antenna about 40 feet up in Jersey City. That's about it. We're about 8 miles south of where the repeater usually is, but the repeater is down because of a faulty operation. So we took it down for a good checkup. I got to repair it and put it back up eventually. Where are you located? Okay. No, the signal's fine here. Yeah. Well, Brooklyn, what the heck? You're probably only maybe about 4 or 5 miles away from me. That's about it. We're in the Jersey City Heights near the Holland Tunnel. The EchoLink probably would be a little too weak for you to hear. You know, EchoLink is up in North Jersey, and it's about 22 miles away from here. So, you know, that's a pretty tough pickup. It only is a 5-watt station. The repeater can handle it because of its very high antenna and everything else, but you're not going to get it on a home station down here. I can hear it, but you're a little too distant, I guess. Yeah, some people think this is Metroplex if they haven't gotten the email. You know, the members are pretty well aware that Metroplex is down. But I can understand the frustration of some people come on and they say, where's the courtesy tone? Where's the hang time? You know, what's going on here? And the signal would probably sound a lot different to some people. Some people it's stronger and some people it's weaker, you know? Yeah, I know all about it. Yeah, but, you know, if you got up on my antenna there, to the tip of the antenna, and looked sort of like southeast, Brooklyn pretty much shows up. You know, I can see the all the way from the George Washington Bridge down to Brooklyn from the top of the house. So we have a pretty good location here, you know. Pretty good coverage. It's hard to get a net going tonight because of the signal strength of some of the people that are usually on the net. You know, they're too weak to be picked up by my input here, but they certainly can. The repeater would have picked them up, and probably some of them are still trying like heck to get in, and we can't hear them. That's about it. Very confusing, but we're having a good time anyway. But thanks for coming back, Philip. It's been fun. We'll see what. what else will happen here. I'll hang around a little while and see if I can drag up anybody. But so far, it looks like John, KB2VBO, is about the only one that's on. John, pick it up if you're there. WA2SHA here. He couldn't hear you, Philip. You know, he only copied me. See, that's one of the problems of not having an antenna 31 stories high. Okay, yeah, he can check out Ball. I don't know where he is, really. I know he had to take his antennas down, so I don't think he has anything to transmit with from his apartment up there, and without any external antennas he's had. So he'd have to be on the Echo Link. Okay, Philip, 73. Again, thanks for coming on. KB2VVO, back to you, John. What's going on? Yeah, I guess not. I don't know where Paul is tonight, whether he's home or he's in South Carolina or what. You know? Nobody knows. But at any rate, you see, you can't build up a heck of a good net when you're working at a disadvantage of, you know, reduced reception and transmission. But, you know, when it comes to certain locations, like, you know, you up your way, there's pretty good communications, and that's about 22 miles airline from here, probably. Yeah, I'm screwing around with the repeater, so it looks like there is a problem with the power supply. It's a complex problem. I'm going to check the warranty tomorrow. I'm going to call the company. I believe it's warranted for 3 years, and I bought it less than 3 years ago, so maybe I can get a replacement. Well, we'll have to make that decision. I don't know, you know. This is probably sort of a freak accident that this one failed in the way it did. It's a very rare failure. It's a very, very strange electronic behavior, which usually you don't come across in power supplies. Because I've had a power supply like that, same power supply, working for about 5 or 6 years a year with no trouble. The pyramid power supply, I don't know. Maybe, you know, if Frank insists on putting it in, and it seems to have the rating, I guess we could use it, you know. Let's see what happens. Let me call the company and find out what they have on a warranty and what they can do for me first. I haven't evaluated the hash problem at all yet. I'll do that later. Right now, we'll concentrate on the power supply, and then I'll figure out the hash problem later. I'll see if I can reproduce the hash we get up there on the site. Because it's funny, when I built this thing, I didn't get the hash down here. I never heard the hash here. I only heard it when we got up there. So, I don't know what it is yet. That'll have to be determined. I haven't gotten into that yet. If I don't get hash with a linear and this power supply, you know, with either use here, it probably is not here. The hash is not here. It's up there. Of course, I got linear power supplies, too. I'm going to substitute there. So, you know, I'll try the same thing. Go ahead, see if you can do it. Okay, KB2SQ, WA2SHA, can you hear me, Paul? Oh, there's nothing there. No, nothing there. I guess not, didn't come back. Okay, well, at any rate, you know, everything that works, works, and that's about it. And everything that don't work, don't work. But I put the power supply on heavy load today, you know. Boy, the heat that comes off those resistors, I'll tell you, it's like a waffle iron when you load that power supply. You know, 22 amps at 13 volts is a lot of watts, like 300 watts. And we have fan problems. The fan has a number of problems, one of them very complex that I can't explain. And when the fan quits, power supply overheats and it goes to sleep. That's all. Simply goes out. And in some cases, it stays out. And like, that's how Frank found it up there. The power supply was just off. Nothing was working until he recycled it with the plug. So, it's interesting stuff. But I want to see if they'll hold that 3 year. The general warranty for Meanwell is 3 years. So we got about, March. Yeah, I bought it in March of 2008. Yeah, so we'll be fine if they hold that warranty. Yeah, they're in Lodi. Yeah, they're good people there. It's an old power supply company. It's been around for 20 years or 25 years. They're quite reliable and the prices are good, you know. I knew them from way back. I don't have the address here, but there's like a cemetery up there. It isn't far from a cemetery that I remember. I don't know too much about Lodi, but I did find it. I've been out there about twice. That was about 16 years ago. I got the address and the original invoice and everything, so I have no problem. I wonder what that was all about. Yeah, that could be so. Now I'm running about 55 watts here, and I have a mean well power supply on this rig, like I've always had. And it's sitting here. Let me put my hand on it. Let me see how cool it is. The fan ain't running, and I can keep my hand on it. It's running nice and cool. I can easily handle a rig like this. I'm running a 7800, you know, dual bander. And the rig is much hotter than the power supply right now. The heat sink is really hot. You know, it's hard to put your finger on it. No, it's about half load. About half the load. The fan won't come on until you get a little higher than that. Until the power supply gets a little uncomfortable, and then the fan will come on. But it's protected in every way. Short circuit or whatnot, you can't kill these power supplies. You can't damage them, let's put it that way. If it's working properly. Anyway, yeah, the 7800 is a hot little rig. All these little miniature, they're very small, you know, these small units that are dual bands, high power. These heat sinks really get hot. Right now it's probably at about 130 or 135, you know, reaching 140. There's a flaw. I discovered a flaw in the fan performance. It's not acting correctly. It's very, very bad behavior. Fan has very bad behavior. And in one case, it has a behavior I can't explain. It's weird. Yeah. It's not positive like this fan now. This fan comes on when it gets hot, and then it goes off when it cools off. It's very positive. But that fan was jerking back and forth and pulsing and running like a vacuum cleaner, you know, go way up at high speed and then start dropping in speed and eventually stop, you know. Terrible fan performance. Go ahead. Go ahead, John, give him a call. KV2SQ, are you in there, Paul? It's WA2SHA, Paul, along with John, KV2VVO. That's all we got. And we were just wondering, you know, if you were on, and John managed to make the connection. I'm running a reverse repeater here in Jersey City, because the repeater, of course, is out of commission. Both of us are calling you on Echolink, because I'm running reverse repeat here. So you can consider this station as if it's acting like the repeater, that's all. With the repeater up in Cliffside Park is out. We took it out. Now John is up there, but somehow he's not coming on when he talks. But that's the way the thing is. He's using the Echolink transceiver, which would be a problem, you know. He's not on the air like I am. I'm reaching Echolink by air, and you could reach Echolink the same way by air if you were to go on reverse repeater operation. See, you have to reverse it. I'm transmitting on 145.450 and listening on 144.850, see? But John has a special problem. He's not working from an external rig. He's using the mic on the Echolink, and that can give a problem. So you might not hear John. Let's try and see if we could get him back again. John, would you make another transmission? Yes, Paul, the only way to hear John is over the air. See, when he keys down on the Echolink transceiver, his voice does not go out on Echolink, so you won't hear him. You'll only hear me at this point. I hear John clearly, because he's out coming in on 144.850, but you won't hear him on Echolink, no. I never had Echolink, Paul. I don't have Echolink now. I'm simply acting as a reverse repeater. So you're hearing me through Echolink just as if someone would come on the Metroplex repeater, that's all. Paul, I'm coming through the Echolink node in Ramsey, in case you don't know it. I'm coming through the Echolink node in Ramsey, and John had already made the connection up there. I have no echo link here. I'm just using the reverse repeater operation on RF, that's all. Okay, so long, Paul. Okay. John, I think Paul will understand. You just have to play with the numbers a little bit, that's all. He's a little confused. Yeah, you can't use that as a transceiver on EchoLink. That's right. Your voice can't come through. It's one of those things. If you were to work in the yard by the fence with a handheld, do you think you would hear me from Jersey City? Go ahead. We'll be holding on. Oh, boy. It's weak. I can't understand you. You're way down in the noise. I can hardly hear you, John. You're running 5 watts, I guess, on the handheld, but it's a long, you know, it's a long shot to get down here. I don't think it's that easy. Oh, that's the problem. Oh, yeah. It's a tough shot to a handheld up in Ramsey, I guess so. From base here. Have to be a little closer than this. Yeah, it's okay with base antennas. It's fine. But a rubber duck, you're down so low that I just barely heard a voice in there, but I can't make it out, you know. Yeah, so that's about it. We have a big net tonight. We had Paul, you, and me. Oh, Philip, too. Got to count in Philip from Brooklyn. Yeah, I guess so. We learned something, anyway. We learned that rubber ducks can't work good to my house here in Jersey City. Okay, then, John. All right, so W8 to SHA, you'll be clear after your final, John. Go ahead.